USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to deliver his State of the Union address just after 9 o'clock Eastern Time on Tuesday. All indications are that President Trump will do what he can to reach across the aisle to work with Democrats on issues including infrastructure. New York Democratic Congressman Max Rose tells Fox News that everyone just needs to learn to work together.
It's clear that hyperpartisanship in this country right now in the halls of Congress is truly representative of a crisis in our nation.
A preliminary hearing began for former Michigan State University President Lou Anna Simon on charges that she lied to law enforcement in relation to the investigation of former sports doctor Larry Nassar. Prosecutor Scott Teeter addresses the court.
Why did the defendant lie? Because, as I've said, MSU's image and reputation and the defendant's legacy are inextricably linked.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The founder of Proud Boys sues over being labeled a hate group. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Gavin McGinnis, who also co-founded Vice Media, is suing the Southern Poverty Law Center for calling the organization a hate group. McGinnis started the Proud Boys as a group that calls its members anti-racist Western chauvinists. The SPLC argues the Proud Boys are often connected to bigoted, misogynistic, and Islamophobic conduct. McGinnis filing that suit in federal court in Alabama, accusing the law center of using its labeling to get him kicked off social media. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A border town in Mexico near Texas is on high alert as 2,000 Central American migrants approach. The police are in riot gear as migrants from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador all make it closer and closer to the U.S.-Mexico border. And the New England Patriots are celebrating their Super Bowl win with a parade in Boston today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump is preparing his State of the Union address for Tuesday night. Many folks are wondering as to how much the president will discuss foreign policy, including troop withdrawal from Syria. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News it's about time for this withdrawal.
First of all, we have hundreds of generals, and I'm sure generals at some level were consulted, but maybe not every general. The other thing is they were all told in advance, so was the American public. He said, we're going to go in and we're going to wipe out ISIS, then we're going to come home. This is what President Trump said from the very beginning. The question is, do we always have to do the fighting, and do we always have to pay for it? Can the people who live there do nothing? So I think it's time they stand up. Will we still be involved? Yes, we've got people everywhere. The president's talking about moving the troops about 50 miles to a billion-dollar air base in Iraq where they could attack ISIS within 5 minutes if they had to.
Senator Paul was next asked why a lot of the polls out there say Americans are not in favor of a troop withdrawal.
Actually, there's a lot of polls out there, and there are polls in the last week or two that show the vast majority of people are ready to come home from Afghanistan. We've been there 17 years. Mm-hmm. This is what I objected to in this resolution. It called it a precipitous leaving of Afghanistan. There's no way that leaving after 17 years is precipitous.
Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.